This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Ukraine is signing a major free trade deal with the European Union, and Russia is not happy about it. It's a deal Ukraine's former leader turned down last year. That set in motion the events that led to leadership change and Russia's aggressive military moves. Otilia Dond, Vice President of Teneo Intelligence, joins us from London to explain. Hi, Otilia.
Hello.
So you can't untangle the politics from the economics, but we want to focus on the economic questions as much as we can. Ukraine knew that Russia would be furious with this EU deal. So what is in the package economically that it was worth that kind of risk for Ukraine?
Well, this has already been called the most expensive trade deal in history, given all sorts of problems that it brought to Ukraine in terms of its relationship with Russia. The association agreement in itself is a tool for increasing economic and political cooperation of the EU with non-members, and it is typically understood to be the first step to eventual membership of the EU. Now, the agreement itself harmonizes the rules for standards of production or services, and it also removes tariffs and import quotas. And this is probably the most important part of it for Ukraine, which hopes to increase its trade and investment links to the European Union.
So it has these new potential trade opportunities, but Russia's foreign ministry are already warning of, quote, grave consequences. How is Russia going to respond to this?
Indeed, Russia will most likely revoke the privileges in trade that Ukraine has enjoyed with Russia for years. And Ukraine has already got a preview of what the potential implications could be last summer when Russia blocked imports of several categories of Ukrainian goods. So they know very well that this is something that is very likely ahead. Now, obviously, this causes quite a bit of a transitive problem for the economy. But the benefits of signing the agreement with the EU become quite apparent in the mid to long run. The case here would be Poland, which started off with pretty much the same GDP per capita as Ukraine in the 1990s, and now it's four times that as compared to Ukraine right now. So if Ukraine is expecting short-term difficulties in the economy, it is the long run that they are focusing on right now.
Okay, Otilia Dond with Teneo Intelligence. Thanks very much.
Thank you.